Welcome to Sports 1140
AHD. Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Shut up and back.
Attacking run-of-the-mill morning show
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny I have.
Katie Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on a mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
I am not driving no minivan.
Morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
On a Monday, it is The Drive, Dave, Katie, and Nate. The phone number is 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Text us, please.
What's up, jerks?
Hi.
Turn my mic on there.
Yeah, turn your mic on there, Monday.
Maybe I will.
How was your weekend?
Don't boss me. It was good. Good enough. It was thoroughly unproductive. What more could you ask for?
Those are the best weekends.
I had the opposite kind of weekend.
What are you talking about?
Like, we were just talking before we came on air a little while ago. I've learned something being on the morning show. Dave, you know me really well, and you know I like projects. I do a lot of stuff.
Around
my house.
But what?
Activities.
Oh, yes.
Yes, activities. The problem is, shut up, both of you. The problem is, Dave don't like that so much. That wasn't that funny.
No, I thought Nate said something else.
Yes.
My ears aren't awake.
The problem is that now I only have weekends, and I try to fit all of my projects in the one weekend.
What did you do this weekend?
And I completely threw my back out.
Take us through each day. What was your activity each weekend? Let's start with Friday.
Okay.
Friday, she noticed her ceiling needed to be repainted.
Yes, exactly. Because her back was out, of course.
Exactly.
And she was lying down much of the afternoon.
Got to straighten it out.
Right.
Nate, you know what?
Exactly.
You don't need to pile on, my friend.
No, you do. You really do. It's so rare that I'm not the one ganged up on. Friday night, you obviously probably did a lot of laundry.
You're so stupid. My family came on Friday. My parents came on Friday.
Sure.
Or you know what they were supposed to with the weather. I don't like you guys. You know what? Jay, can we do a talk show for 3 hours when I'm not talking to them? Let's do it.
We could definitely do that. Let's move on then.
From this point on, if you have anything to say to me, please address Jay in the booth and Jay will.
Yeah. I'll gladly pass that note
to you,
Nate.
Thank you, Jay. Katie. I appreciate it.
Now, you notoriously have a barky back from your days playing the athletics, and your dad came down, as I understand, and you were helping move stuff around your house.
I've got a new Sleep Train mattress that's coming, and so I had to take my bed out of my room, which is a platform bed, so it's like taking it apart and all that stuff. But we also had to go to my storage unit, and we have like a cabin on our property, and they're taking a bunch of furniture back there. So we had to completely take everything out of a storage unit and load a truck. I prepped my garden. I put up a swimming pool in my yard. I started refinishing my dresser.
Jeez.
Like, seriously did a lot of projects. So
that sounds terrible.
It's gratifying because you get stuff done. But this morning when I got up, I couldn't even put my pants on. Like, you have to figure out a way. Dave, shut up. You have
And
tying my shoelaces, I couldn't even, like, barely tie my shoelaces. It hurts so bad. You know it's bad for me because, obviously, you know I've had a bad back, Dave, for a long time.
Yes.
I have pain pills and muscle relaxers that I always have in case something happens. I very rarely use them. Like, it has to be really, really bad. And so I had to start taking them yesterday to just be able to stand up.
Oh.
What kind of stuff? Like Seroquel, Vicodin, Norco, anything?
Nate's just looking to borrow some.
I'm not leaving my purse in this room, that's for sure.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe that's why when I came in, I noticed usually when I come in the morning,
I'm bright-eyed
and bushy-tailed. You're bright and chippy and like annoyingly bright and chippy to me because I'm the opposite.
And I am not a morning person.
And this morning, you were like...
Yeah, no, well, it's...
Just a little hungover.
You don't sleep well. It's just uncomfortable.
Okay. Is it a bad time to bring up that I have a project for you this week?
I need
you to come over after work because I...
You need to help him plug that leak in the King's new logo.
Oh, we have opinions on that, do we?
Not.
I had a guy come
tied in.
I'm sorry, but it's international trademark laws. Isn't that how it was?
Yeah, it's black and white. It's got to be black and white. The NBA, we'll get to it later. King's logos allegedly leaked. We just don't even know if it's real or not.
Oh, that was alleged?
Yeah, alleged.
Okay.
But the NBA screwed up. For once, the Kings are not to blame for a leak. It is the NBA. To wrap up what we were just talking about so we can get to actual show stuff, I had somebody come out on Saturday and give me a bid on all the stuff that I need done
for
at my
yard.
House that you know. And it's expensive. And I need to figure out if it's too expensive or not to sod the front and back yards and to fix my sprinklers and all that.
Yeah.
It's like $2,500.
Oh, so you're going for free labor over here.
No, I'm asking. I'm trying to get you. Yeah.
Actually, yeah. We've already discussed this.
Yeah. Right. You're built for the mines.
Can you lay sod? Hey. can you lay sod?
It's not a complicated thing to do.
Really?
And neither is repairing a sprinkler system.
What about the prep to laying sod? That's what I'm worried about.
It's easy. You just have to rent one of those big weighted
sod preppers.
Kind of. It's like that heavy barrel. Yeah.
He's replacing all the sprinklers, too. All of them.
But that's not hard. I've done that before.
The joys of home ownership.
If you're putting it in brand new, that's a little bit more difficult. If all
brand
the groundwork's laid and you just have to...
Yeah, I know. It's all, that includes everything.
Yeah,
did this turn into Saturday morning
I know,
or something like that?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Like, I'm learning things.
You know what this is? This first 8 minutes, 6 minutes of the show, this is the meeting at the Mound in Bull Durham. When someone needs a bucket of fried chicken, someone's getting married, candles are a good gift.
We're not really talking about anything. It's just like if you were observing us from afar, we'd look very busy.
Here's what we can talk about. It was the slip heard around the world, and it happened over the weekend. Nobody wants to see this happen ever.
Ariza with 3 seconds, with 2 seconds, crosses midcourt. Curry slips and falls. The jumper's up no good. Curry is hurt. Curry is down on the floor being helped up. But he took an awful slip, and he is limping badly. Trying to run it off under his own power at midcourt. He's going to limp all the way to the locker room. Oh, my goodness. And Dub Nation holding its breath right now.
Yeah.
I was watching yesterday morning, while I was having my coffee, I was watching, SportsCenter, whatever. And seriously, for like a half an hour, all they talked about was his ankle injury. And I was like, I'm so sick and tired of someone getting this much attention for an ankle injury. And then this happens. We're going to be talking about
injury.
This forever.
You know, I hope we're not. I hope that the MRI comes back, everything's great, and he misses the final game. The Warriors clinch. They get some time off. And I think whether or not you're a Warrior fan, I would imagine, I don't know, I can't speak for every NBA fan, but whether you're a Warrior fan or not, you are very much rooting for Steph Curry to be healthy. Mm-hmm. If they're going to lose, I want them to lose full strength. I never, ever root for an
injury. Absolutely. No, obviously, I don't either.
I think there's some people out there that do and don't admit it, that hate teams so much that I don't care. I'd rather see the guy get injured so my team can win.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know.
I'm not one of those guys.
That's a bad opinion.
It's bad karma.
But it's held by people.
It happened was kind of crazy.
Well, didn't Mody Unis go down right in that same spot?
So what happened, like at half court, Mody Unis, like hits one of his teammates' ankles. Like they hit each other's feet and he tripped and fell and slid several feet. And then right behind him comes Curry and he slid in the, pile of sweat that was left behind.
Do you guys just, I guess, pragmatically here with Curry, do you think you could ideally sit him until the Western Conference Finals? They good enough?
I mean, that's really the question, I think, of the day there is how far can the Warriors go? Let's assume and hope for the best, but let's say the MRI comes back today and Steph Curry's out for the playoffs. How far can they go?
It's not even about can they sit him in terms of will they win, have the same odds of winning in the semifinals. To me, one of the bigger questions is it if they could sit him and win, and they were confident in that, which who knows, you know, it'd have to happen for us to actually figure it out. Bigger question to me is it a good idea to take a player off the court at this point in the season and risk losing any type of flow? And there's, you know, the air that you have, your
I mean, they may not have a choice, though, right?
If they may not, but if they do, I don't know that it's a good option because you
right,
need
guys
got to
be out there
the
playing.
Yeah, and,
you're right.
And when you take time off, you lose your rhythm, shooting, like all of it. It's a risk.
But
you
if know, they take him off the floor, though, isn't the only reason they're taking him off the floor because he's hurt? Right? I mean,
just to kind of to play off of that just a little bit, you're 100% right. But you know what he doesn't lose is the threat. So even if he's not in a full rhythm, that team to me is good enough and deep enough that even with him not hitting, because like if he's not in rhythm, let's just say he doesn't hit shots. Maybe he commits a couple more turnovers too.
But you
still have to respect him. And that team, I really think that they could. They'll have less of a chance, but I think they could win without him.
I think they absolutely could as well. But it's different because people have to their roles change. Like Livingston, I feel, does a really good job coming in, but he's really not a threat scoring wise. And when he is, it's because he has a mismatch on the block and they take him down there and post him up, something that they don't do at all with Curry. So that changes the entire dynamics of their offense. So it's different. It's absolutely different for them. But I think they're a strong enough team to where they could pull it out. Now, would it take seven? And is that even more dangerous for them? Because they're so, last year, one of the great things about them is they were so rested in the playoffs because they killed people.
I disagree with you both. We'll figure that out when we get back.
We didn't even agree with each other, I don't think.
I thought you kind of did as far as their chances in the next round. I disagree with you. Exactly. I disagree with you both, which means I also agree with you both as well. No, honestly, I think it highly depends on who comes out of the goes up against them in the next round, which is Portland, LA,
or is it the Clippers?
And then after that, and we got to continue this because we got a break. Let me give you what's going on today. There's a lot of stuff happening. Kenny Anderson is going to join us. You remember him from the old Ramblin' Wreck at Georgia Tech and the NBA. He's going to join us.
And the NBA.
See, that's how old I am. I remember how much of a badass Kenny Anderson was in college. And we have something new going on this week. Here's the deal. Correctly predict who the Niners are going to take with their first pick in the NFL draft. And we've got a 50-inch Samsung HD TV courtesy of the Home Theater Company, where their prices are equal to or less than the chain stores. That's right. So here's how it's going to work. We'll get to the Raiders later on in the week. So we're going to split this between the two because we have a couple TVs to give away. So today and tomorrow, we're going to take, late in the show, we're going to take three guesses. Once somebody guesses a player, that player is off the board. Is off the board entirely. So that's on you. Obviously, if they trade down, et cetera, it gets a little. We're trying to avoid tiebreakers. So there's an advantage to being first when you're picking, or maybe there's a disadvantage. So we'll knock out the Niners the first couple of days, then we'll switch to the Raiders, and then, of course, we'll give that away once the draft is done. It's a great way for you to guess correctly and get yourself a couple of TVs. Also, don't forget, we continue the 10K a day giveaway. We'll have your words at the 20 each hour. So a lot of stuff coming up today. Guests, prizes, bribes, whatever it may be. And when we get back, I'll tell you why if Steph Curry is missing the rest of the playoffs, they have at most one playoff series left, the Warriors do. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's The Drive, Dave, Katie, and Nate. Sports 1140 KHDK. Feel that. David Draymond of Disturbed, Junior NBA WNBA Skills Challenge. This Friday, 6:30, Rancho Cordova Sports and Events Center. I'm going to pause during this read just to give everybody a public service announcement since Jay picked Disturbed and I have ADD. If you've not heard Disturbed's cover of Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel, please YouTube it and listen to it because it is phenomenal. Jay, have you heard it? I'm just curious. Have you heard their cover?
Actually, I just listened to it probably about 10 minutes ago.
What'd you
so
think?
I have.
Are we in agreement? That it's good?
That again?
Are we in agreement that it's good?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That's why I previewed it. That's why I came back with the Disturbed.
Yes. It is
a method to his madness.
I'm not. Don't of course, follow me, Dave. Follow me.
I think it's pretty good, but if there's one flaw, it never hits.
You were waiting for it to start disturbing, weren't you? I'm with you. You were waiting for the guitar.
Like just maybe for like the last, you know, there's never a hammer.
It builds, but there's no hammer.
Yes.
And in time I began to appreciate that, because I was like, they wanted to freak out and disturb
that
whole song.
You like
yes.
that.
And okay. I love the fact that David Draymond, their lead singer, has a great voice, and I thought it showcased his voice. Hey. Bring your kids to the Junior NBA WNBA Skills Challenge this Friday at 6:30. Rancho Cordova Sports and Events Center, open ages 9 through 14. Winners will advance to the regionals in L.A. for the chance to win. Almost choked there. And all expense paid. You know what's sad? You know why I almost choked there?
You just can't finish
thought. Hey, now. Because I almost said I seriously almost said the regionals in law. That's how, because I was in read mode.
Law.
And I almost said law instead of L.A. and
yes.
I caught myself. Winners will advance to the regionals in L.A. for a chance to win. Stop staring at me, Katie. An all-expense-paid trip to the nationals in New York. They're actually in Washington, D.C., but these are other nationals that are in New York. The event will also feature guest speaker and former Sacramento Monarch, Ruthie Bolton. Is it not Ruthie Bolton Holyfield anymore? Just Ruthie Bolton?
Just Ruthie Bolton.
I didn't know that. To register for free, go to juniornba.com. I'll do better on that read next time. That's strike one for
getting
me.
Getting there, though.
It's 6:23.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think these Warriors are going to fare too well without Steph Curry. We'll get to that in a second, because right now it is your 10K a day giveaway. It is the word we try to do at the 20s of every hour. There is a famous DJ, last name Stevens, first name, no? You're scared. You're so scared. People say you're afraid of your own
shadow.
Ah, all right, there we go. I was going for Shadow Stevens. Hey,
that makes sense.
That was a
now.
Little bit of deep. Yeah, congratulations. Hey, here's the deal. Text Shadow to 80787. Do that by the end of the hour, and you could win $1,000. You automatically go into the old pool, and every day they're giving away, $25,000 they'll be giving away as well. 80787, text and data does apply or could apply, whatever
blah,
you want to say.
Yeah,
yeah, so you got to get the legal out there. Shadow to 80787, not 44, 1140. If Portland beats the Clippers,
yes.
I could see the Warriors advancing without Steph Curry. If the Clippers take on the Warriors in the next round and there is no Steph Curry, I think I probably bet on the Warriors, but I could see it going 7. I could see the Clippers being completely psyched into the whole thing, realizing they have a legit shot, and it completely opens up the Western Conference all of a sudden. I do not believe the Warriors would beat the Spurs without Steph Curry. I absolutely do not believe that, and I don't think if it went 6,
they
I'd be surprised.
They wouldn't. I agree with you on the Spurs part. I think that's pretty legit, but because seriously, the Warriors have struggled with the Spurs this season, even with Curry on the floor. They're holding them far below their season average in scoring because San Antonio's defense is just way too good. I think that they need the Warriors need all those weapons in their arsenal to have that little bit of an advantage.
Completely
and
agree.
The tough thing is, as we saw with Detroit and Cleveland. A 7-game series, it's very, very tough. It's very, very tough. And they struggled, those two teams, this year anyway with each other. They were very close except for that one game, I believe, in November. The Spurs and the Warriors, they battled it out down the stretch in those last three games. It was tough. So I don't think over a 7-game series that they would have that advantage. But I don't know that I agree that the Warriors would not advance past the Clippers without Curry.
I that's a coin flip to me. I think I'd pick the Warriors in the series, but I'd pick them in like 7, and I think that would be one of those barely escape events. And then by the time they get to the Spurs,
do you think this is where home court advantage really plays into their hand right now in terms of injuries being a problem with them?
Without Steph, yeah.
Because that was one of the big things last year, Nate, about the Warriors. It was like, oh, well, they didn't have to deal with any injuries. So does it
now make, the MVP's
it,
out? Go get him.
Yeah. So if they win, this year if they make it all the way and win the championship again, because they've struggled with injuries in the playoffs? Does that make them more legit in people's minds?
Well, if it hadn't been a 73-win regular season, yeah. I don't know that they do need those guys, or Steph specifically, to get through the Spurs, because I think they still have the star power advantage. There's, even without Steph, that team is just as deep 1 through 10. I know Pop has been playing a pretty big rotation, but you know, you kind of brought up that Denver-Cleveland series. It was tough, but Cleveland still swept them.
Detroit-Cleveland?
Yeah. What did I say?
Denver. That's all right.
Well,
that's
Denver
all right.
was there, right? Yeah, Michael Malone got his team to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
If Klay Thompson's able to step up in any way, I don't see, you mentioned Sean Livingston too, that post game. I know that the Spurs defense is really good, mm-hmm. but I don't see anyone with the size to combat Livingston to the tune of, I don't know, 10 to 12 points right. a night. If Klay Thompson can be aggressive, and that to me is the key, he's got to get to the foul line more. He has to take it upon himself to be more of the dude. Then you throw Draymond in there, Andre Iguodala. They still have more star power than the Spurs do, even without Steph Curry. I put my money on that.
The really difficult thing in my mind in that matchup without Curry is everyone's going to have to step up, and different people mm-hmm. could have a big night, you know, on any given night. But the thing that the Spurs have in their pocket is that whoever's having a big night, they can throw Kawhi Leonard on them. And they've done that before, where they completely switch matchups in the second half and throw Kawhi on a point guard, on a two guard, you know, because he can just flat out defend. I mean, he's the defensive mm-hmm. player of the year twice straight. So it's like that to me is a huge advantage for the Spurs, in the sense that, okay, well, someone's going to step up for the Warriors because they're just too deep. But guess what? Whoever it is on that night, they're just going to throw Kawhi on him.
It's true, but that's one guy.
Who are you putting in there? Sean Livingston gets a start then?
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
Clark played so well.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anyone. It doesn't even have to be Livingston. But, yeah, I mean, it's about who finishes. It's not for who starts for them.
No, they'll start Livingston. I mean, it just changes their approach, you know, their offense a little bit and mm-hmm. their approach to the game.
I'm not going to sit here and say it's a lock, and I'm not going to sit here and say without Steph Curry, the Warriors are guaranteed screwed, because it's – again, if it was a one-off, that's one thing. We're talking seven-game series here. I just think the Clippers series, if Doc Rivers and those Clippers mentally show up, which, again, I think it's a mental edge for them all of a sudden. You know, it's when Rocky cut Drago. He's a man. He's not a machine. The Warriors are vulnerable all of a sudden. And now the Clippers are in. I think the Clippers would take enough out of the Warriors that by the time they get to San Antonio, you're missing – the best player, one of the best players in the game.
I also think it would be tougher for the Warriors to beat the Clippers without Steph Curry than it would be to beat the Spurs.
Think so?
Yeah, and that's simply because the Clippers, their best player is the opposing point guard. And I think position on position need to have that matchup.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is Livingston against Paul. But I'm curious, because mm-hmm. both of you idiots have Oklahoma City over the Spurs. So
sure.
we're sitting here talking about, if this, if that, then they're going to face the Spurs. You guys don't even have them. In the Western Conference Finals.
Your face, Dave.
Yeah, that's a great point.
All over you.
Hey,
chump.
All right, everybody who didn't have their upset just get swept in four games. Take one step forward. Not so fast, Christensen.
That was the only close series the entire time. There was no blowout.
So close.
She launches the dumbass, unpronounced dumbass.
Somebody took a chance.
Yeah, well, all right. You know who else took a chance?
You're
Custer.
A dumbass.
How'd that work out for him? we'll take a break. When we come back, there's a new big boy job open up in the NBA. We'll tell you where. You probably know where, so that's not the tease. The tease is, how does that, if at all, affect your local team? And I'll tell you why all this talk about the Lakers just accidentally firing Byron Scott after Tom Thibodeau and Scott Brooks were already hired. Get out of here. I don't think they tripped and fell and fired their coach. We'll tell you what they're thinking when we get back. It's the Lakers. It's the Kings. It's the home of the Kings. It's Sports 1140 KHDK.
Boop. Rocking like bamboo. Bam, bam, bamboo.
Watch bam, your bam, bamboo. Republic FC host the hated Orange County Blues. This Saturday beginning at 7:30.
Orange County Blues.
It doesn't make sense. It's Orange County. Call them the blues.
Be blue if I lived with a bunch of anti-vaxxers. I'm drunk.
Good job.
Forget it.
Attaboy.
Get out of here.
Hey, we'll try again later in the show.
Good Lord.
This Saturday, beginning at 7:30 at Bonnie Field. Arrive early. Stop by the KHDK tent to win tickets. Stop banging your head on the mic. Go see Captain America: Civil War. Get your tickets at SacRepublicFC.com. Unfortunately, it was all booze for the Republic last Saturday. Mm. Here's your Republic update. They fall 1-0 to St. Louis. That game sucked. I'm just telling you, it was horrible.
They didn't really get booed, did they?
No, not booed. It was bad. It was just bad. Listen, I was on the call. I've got to be honest. It was a horrible game.
You know, the crazy thing is my house, you can hear the entire game.
You can?
Yeah, like sitting out on my patio.
Really?
Like, yeah. Because it's
you're that close?
Yeah.
Jeez. I guess because all the bridges and freeways and everything, I never figure that out. But, yeah, it was bad. I mean, it was
a 1-0 home loss is not a good viewing for soccer. If you're trying to get people into it.
If I was trying to get somebody who was a soccer fan to not like soccer, that would be the game I would have taken him to. And it wasn't, listen, it was, I've seen 0-0 games, 0-0 for those in America. I've seen scoreless draws that were more, it was just a boring game and a crap goal by St. Louis. It was just a fluky deflection.
St. Louis.
Yeah, stupid St. Louis.
Good ever came out of St. Louis.
Beer? I don't know.
Spirits of?
Yeah, the Clydesdales.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's not good.
That's about it.
Joe Buck's not on your list?
You know, Joe Buck's on my list. Joe Buck is fine. Jack Buck better.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Buck much better. Byron Scott fired by the Los Angeles Lakers, as we first predicted here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Probably not. But
9 months ago.
I know, right? a lot of people are, I've seen a lot of things written about, like, oh, what are the Lakers thinking? Now they fire and Thibodeau is gone and Scott Brooks, the top two are, I think they had something in mind all along, and they let Scott go. The only thing I'm curious about
is... You thought they wanted Scott Brooks.
No, I think they want Luke Walton.
Oh, they let Byron Scott go.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yes,
continue.
They let Byron Scott go. I think they want Luke Walton. I think they've wanted Luke Walton. I don't understand why they waited, 9 days after the season ended to fire Byron Scott?
Yeah, I don't get that.
The Lakers
the
are bad at what they do.
That's the one thing
I don't get. They shouldn't have hired Byron Scott in the first place. This is a guy whose basketball strategy is still stuck in the 90s.
I think Byron Scott was a placeholder, though. I think Byron Scott was a placeholder. They needed somebody to come in and just basically say, hey, listen, dude, you're basically... You're Kobe's towel boy for a couple of years. You're going to get paid, and then you're going to move on.
You know what's most frustrating is that they can get away with this. You know, like the Lakers can be they can have incompetency running their franchise for the next 20 years, and they'll still probably end up with a title or two because they're the Lakers.
But
they can still bring guys in.
Here's the reality of the situation with them. Kobe still being on that roster the last 2 years was kind of their one
huge setback.
Saving grace.
You think so?
In terms of financials.
Financially, yes.
In terms of financials.
Yes.
Now they're screwed. They better put an interesting team on the floor or else they're going to start bleeding money. And I think all these names that are attached to these jobs, and obviously Luke Walton is one of them. But another one is Kevin Ali from, UConn. And he obviously former NBA player. He's the coach at UConn right now, but he was teammates with Kevin Durant. And we talked on Friday
Lakers.
We talked on Friday about, Scott Brooks going to Washington. That's obviously where Durant is from. He's going to be, just maybe the biggest free agent of this summer. So are the Lakers hoping do they look at Kevin Ali just because of his relationship with Durant?
I'm sure. That's the exact type of stupidity that's plagued them since Dr. Buss left.
But how many NBA teams are going to make decisions right now in the offseason before July 1st it's so far away at this point. How many NBA teams are going to make decisions on hiring and firing people and who to bring in and not bring in based on a pipe dream of getting Kevin Durant?
The Wizards already have, right? Yep. And we think the Lakers might.
Potentially?
That's a weird situation, man.
And he may just end up, and the odds are Durant's going to end up staying in Oklahoma City.
Right.
Yes,
the way I see this playing out is they throw a bunch of money at Kevin Ollie. He takes it, and then Kevin Durant doesn't go anywhere. And listen, I think Kevin Ollie could be a good coach, but it would be a very Lakers move right now to go and, get this guy specifically to try to get Kevin Durant and then whiff on
I don't see him. But I don't see Ollie going to the Lakers.
Kevin Ollie said, he went on record and said, listen, Oklahoma City is a place near and dear to Kevin's heart, but also another name being thrown into this kind of rumor mill of the of who LA might go after. And I'm so sick and tired of this guy's name coming up because, trust me, he's not going anywhere. John Calipari.
Yeah, that's...
And how much does it help his recruiting, even though he's probably never going to take an NBA job because of what he's getting paid to coach in college?
Not until the NCAA starts investigating.
Exactly. Exactly.
John
right.
Calipari.
But he gets recruits just off of his name being out here in these rumor mills.
He's not. Jim Buss isn't going to give up, and that's a big reason why Tom Thibodeau was never a candidate for the Lakers job, because Thibodeau wants control of the front office.
Right.
Jim Buss isn't giving that part of the organization up. It's not going to happen. So he's going to bring in a guy that's going to coach and just coach. Again, I think Luke Walton is by far your front runner. You can throw in a Torrey Messina's and David Blatt's and all that. But when you, again, when you, I think this is the most attractive job on the market. I think this is number one now that Minnesota's gone, and you could even argue is more attractive than Minnesota because of the fact that they have $23 million committed next year on a payroll and salary cap that's around $80-85 million.
Well, and Luke Walton already told the Knicks, no, I have no interest in the job. So is the fact that it took the Lakers so long to actually fire Byron Scott, which I'm sure they knew they were going to do months ago, is it because, oh, we're in no rush, really, because we're just waiting for
that's
Luke
what
to
I
be
think.
Done with the playoffs?
He's part of the Laker family. His dad's part of the Laker family. There's back channels. Listen, you're Luke Walton. You have the opportunity to come back home to Los Angeles and start a complete and total new regime. And we'll tell you why. I think it's going to be very, not easy, but I think of all the teams out there that didn't make the playoffs last year, I think the Lakers have the easiest road back to the playoffs.
I think the interesting thing is just how good is Luke Walton? We've seen him coach a great team, a championship team for, what, 30 games?
Best winning percentage in NBA history. over 10 games coached. I think that's a fact. I don't know. I made that up on the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure that's correct. We'll tell you why it is the best job out there. Also, Conor McGregor back in the news. We'll explain that away as well. And why Isaiah Thomas shouldn't have played yesterday. We'll talk about that next. It's the Drive Sports 1140 KHTK. The Los Angeles Lakers.
Angela's Lakers.
The Angeles Lakers have $23,126,000 committed next year to Anthony Brown, Larry Nance Jr., Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell.
Is it Nick Young in there? Yeah.
And Lou Williams.
Murderers Row Revisited, I'd say.
Guarantee that I can see Nick Young not being there, so there's even more money. Well, it depends on
Nick Young's making, what is he making? 5.4.
Like
Man, has anyone capitalized on the Lakers being bad as much as Nick Young?
No.
Like, this is a dude that's basically garbage. Nick Young knows the ball is round, and that's the extent of his basketball playing.
Swagger P.
Right, so the dude shows up in L.A. when they stink, when he can basically get as many shots as he wants, and he's turned himself into a quasi-L.A. celebrity.
He didn't play this year. I mean, Byron Scott was like, nah,
Didn't want that much to do with him.
So you've got a whole new world for the Lakers, and I think they've been preparing for this for a while. And they have a chance to look either really bad, and Jim Buss is going to have to step down, which he said 2 years ago, if they weren't in the playoffs in 4 years, he'd step down. We'll see if that happens.
That is a dumb promise to make. Yeah.
Or they have a chance to look really, really smart, to take a step back, know that they're finishing Kobe's career properly, and in the meantime, gather assets. And I think they have a good core to start with, at least, in D'Angelo Russell and Julius Randle. You could even throw Jordan Clarkson in there. Here's what's interesting. You get to the offseason, they're going to have a probable top three pick. So you add that into the mix, and then you have them with a ton, not only a ton of free agent money to throw around, but you also have a desirable destination. You're playing for the Lakers in Los Angeles. You mentioned Durant, so there's one right there. Andre Drummond, restricted, obviously. LeBron James, restricted. You could probably throw them out there. DeMar DeRozan, that's a player option. Pau Gasol's
didn't
not
DeMar
going.
DeRozan go to USC?
Yes,
I think
he did.
So there you go.
Al Horford is unrestricted. Mike Conley is unrestricted. Hassan Whiteside is unrestricted.
He's probably dumb enough to do that.
Rajon Rondo, unrestricted. 72-year-old Al Jefferson, unrestricted. Nicholas Batum, Ryan Anderson. 72. So there's
man. Here's what I see. Rajon Rondo, Hassan Whiteside, and DeMar DeRozan.
That would be fun.
Calling it now, huh? Yeah, I think that's where they end up.
My prediction would be they're probably going to sign at least two starters off the free agent market this year. You're going to add that in to Randall, to D'Angelo Russell.
Now,
to
hold
Jordan
on.
Clarkson.
Is the whole D'Angelo Russell has to be traded thing, is that over? Because
now, Russell's not getting traded.
Right, okay, because that was never my take, but that was a hot take by a couple of people.
Russell's not getting traded.
That's just, now that Byron Scott's been fired, that's just completely ignored. Nothing ever happened with D'Angelo Russell.
But imagine the Los Angeles.
It's not over. It's just, I think he's getting a pass because he's young and stupid. The problem is, you could add 10 years to him and he's still going to be stupid.
You think if they come out next year and let's say during the summer, just for blanks and giggles, they sign Kevin Durant and Hassan Whiteside. You add that into the lineup. It's a playoff team.
Yeah.
Easily.
Easily in the West?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think
all right.
Smoking something.
So here we go. So we're going with a starting lineup of D'Angelo Russell, whoever's at the two, Kevin Durant, Julius Randle, and Hassan Whiteside. I think that's a mid-seed.
That's a 40-win team in the West.
With Durant?
Yeah.
I completely disagree.
You see what Westbrook did without Durant last year? And
yes.
I think Westbrook is more equipped to be a dude all by himself.
Well, I understand that, but I don't think that takes away from what Durant would do in Los Angeles.
How many wins did they have this year? Two?
The Lakers? Yeah.
Ah, man.
At one point in the season, 17 was a pipe dream.
Right.
You're not just adding in Durant, though. You're adding in Hassan Whiteside, and you're adding in a probable top three pick. Then you're going with D'Angelo Russell in his second year, Randall really in his second year, Clarkson, then whoever they fill the bench out with, Lou Williams off the bench. Honest to God, I think if they sign Whiteside and Kevin Durant, you're sniffing 50 wins.
I
can't jump to that.
No,
they'd be greatly improved.
That doesn't
seem like the right sticking point for this conversation. Yeah. But
especially because they still have such a young core. Randall, D'Angelo Russell.
Sure.
Like, they're
the
too,
new rookie.
You might be counting on a bigger leap from Randall and Russell than Katie and I are, perhaps.
I'm counting on the additions of Whiteside and Durant.
Yeah.
And I'm counting on whoever their next pick is going to be, a top three guy. And then, I'm counting on a little bit of a leap for sure. I think I'm bad at math.
Well, if you're counting on that, you're bad at
it. We just had an issue with Hawaii time an hour ago.
Now, if that guy's Ben Simmons, then they're set.
If it's Ben Simmons or the kid out of Duke, it probably won't be, but the kid out of Duke as well. I mean, you add one of those guys in there.
Here's my question, though. Byron Scott's dismissal from the Lakers, which none of us are shocked about it. Obviously, some jobs are already taken, but there's one job that definitely is not taken, and that is the Kings' job. Is this somebody that the Kings, since they're on the we're going to talk to everybody tour, that they're going to speak with?
Yes.
And would that be a good fit?
No.
Byron Scott is not a good fit for anybody.
No.
And even if we talk about, hey, you know what? Got to interview as many guys as possible, get as many voices, all that type of stuff.
Yes.
Even all of that being said, Byron Scott's not a voice you need.
I want them to interview Byron Scott and Brian Shaw at the same time as a tandem interview. Just get it out of the way, please.
Step brothers.
But of course you are, because Byron Scott has a history with Sacramento as well as an assistant where he cut his teeth as a coach, or at least in the coaching profession in Sacramento.
And in his old school style, is that more along the lines of what the Kings need than trying to commit to the running pace with maybe a big man that doesn't suit him at all?
I don't think Byron Scott has a chance in hell of
Neither
coaching this team.
Nor should he.
But I do think he's going to get an interview. And I mean, that goes back to the conversation of how much do we care about the fact that they're going to interview 70 people? I really honestly don't care if they interview 3,000 people. I don't care if they interview the cleaning lady overnight that works here, as long as they land on the proper coach.
Get two involved.
There are pictures leaked of a new logo for your Sacramento Kings. We'll tell you why, how, and we can't tell you what they look like necessarily because it's a visual thing, but odds are you've seen them. We'll talk about that. And also another Kings player opts out of his contract as expected. We'll get to that next. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.